Hi, gang, this is Bud Whittem riding your beam, asking you all to come join our team. There's nothing to do, nothing at all. Just keep tuned in to Hot Horn Hall. Keep your hands in your pockets. This show's free. You guessed it. You're right. It's Jubilee. Glad to see that y'all could drop around for another Hot Horn session of Jubilee. Well, I'm not going to waste too much time in getting into our program tonight because I know that you're all anxious to hear the wonderful stuff that we've got in store for you. So I'll just give you a short starter off. First of all, I want to tell you that we're lucky to have with us tonight that number one ace drummer of drummers, Gene Krupa, and his orchestra. Gene and his group of guys and gals here have got some hot stuff lined up for you guys and gals out there. First of all, I happen to know that Gene and his band are going to start off with a little jump number called When You Left Me. Then a little lush thrush by the name of Dolores Hawkins will chime in with the vocal. From then on, to make it easier for me, for a while at least, our guest announcer, Phil Ransom, will take it over and tell you what you've just heard or are about to hear. So hang on, gang, because here we go with Gene Krupa and his orchestra.
Mr. Dolores.
Thanks ever so much for when you left me. Say, when you take two fine things called a rumba and a samba, you give it the Gene Krupa treatment, and you come out with something entitled Zumba. Say, here's an old one that's been romping around the air lanes for some years now. Dolores Hawkins dresses it all up new and pretty with tea for two.
Friends or ladies,
Holding down the beat quite a bit now is our romantic baritone, Bill Black. Bill sings A Tree in the Meadow.
Thank you, Gene Krupa. And that also goes for your fine orchestra and the artistry of Dolores Hawkins, Bill Black, and Francisco Ross on the vocals. Enjoying the show, gang? Well, I know you are. So don't go away because you've only heard half of it. And that makes another half to go, of course. To start off this second half, Gene and his band are going to give us some solid stuff with a neat plea. And it goes by the name of By the River St. Marie. Our guest announcer, Phil Ransom, is doing a fine job tonight. So from here on out, I'm going to turn the microphone over to him again. And he'll give with a lowdown on what was or what is to be. So here we go now, Gene Krupa and By the River St. Marie.
Thank you. Black now, Gene Cooper, his orchestra, and The Things I Love.
Francisco. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Francisco Ross singing The Things I Love. Now, Gene, how about another helping of that wonderful Cooper music?
folks, but they're the kind of music they'll fancy no more.
It seems boogie, it seems boogie.
It doesn't go sweet, but it jumps with a beat. It seems boogie.
Yeah, man, can you go wrong with something like that? Well, you certainly can. Dolores Hawkins once again, Gene Cooper's original, Gene's Boogie. How about the last one, Gene? Lover's Leap.
Well, gang, we'd like to go on forever, but if we did that, there would be nothing new for next week now, would there? So, taking all the facts into careful consideration, I just have to break in at about this point and say that just about winds up another Hot Horn Hall session of Jubilee. We'll save a few words, however, and express our thanks to Gene Krupa and his fine orchestra, and to the artists who gave with the vocals. Put them all together and it makes a half hour of that wonderful stuff we try to give you on Jubilee. Remember, guys, if you like our show, give our morale a little boost like we're trying to boost yours. And write and tell us about it, will you? Address all mail to Jubilee, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. So until we hear from you, or until next week, same time and station, this is Bud Whittem saying glad you could drop around and hope you enjoyed it. Take care of yourselves and so long. Thank you. United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.